West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A manhunt is underway in West Georgia for a suspect accused of shooting another person at a residence on 124 Lee Road in the Felton community in Harrelson County late Sunday night. Deputies say one male has been lifelighted to an Atlanta area hospital for treatment. William Virgil Harrell is the suspected shooter. He is described as a white male and is most likely driving a silver or gray 2015 Toyota Tacoma. No additional descriptions or details regarding the incident were available as of Monday morning. If you know of Harrell's whereabouts, you should call 911 to report immediately. Follow the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page for updates on this news story. Carrollton residents who enjoy taking their golf carts on public roads in the city may soon be required to register their vehicle with City Hall, and registration could come with an annual fee. Carrollton City Manager David Brooks has said while the city has seen no major issues with the vehicle use, staff wants to be proactive in ensuring the safety of cart users, pedestrians, and other motor vehicle operators. Registration would come with a new ordinance and a new set of rules, which could include the requirement for young children to be wearing a seatbelt. Registration would also make it easier for the city to identify law violators. City is also hoping to crack down on youth under the age of 16 and unlicensed driving golf carts in the city. This week's mayor and city council meeting has been delayed until next Monday. City council is expected to vote on the new golf cart ordinance in that April 8th meeting. Legislation passing in the final days of the 2024 Georgia legislative session last week will provide a homestead exemption from Harrelson County School District ad valorem taxes for educational purposes for certain residents of the school district. HB 1140 provides a homestead exemption in the amount of $8,000 of the assessed value of the homestead for residents who have an annual income not exceeding $10,000 and who are 65 years of age or over. After the bill is signed by Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, the exemption would go into effect January 1, 2025. And state legislators also last week agreeing to dedicate a Georgia highway interchange in honor of sports broadcasting legend and Rootville native Keith Jackson. In an archived interview with WLBB Radio veteran CNN News reporter Alan Duke, who was the news director of WLBB Radio in the 70s and the 80s, said the legendary sports calling style that Jackson was recognized worldwide was very much Carroll County.
The reason he was a successful broadcast icon worldwide is because of his first 18 or 19 years in Carroll County. He learned how to tell stories and speak colorfully. The "Whoa, Nelly" phrase that he used. I mean, that is very, very Carroll County.
And no date has been set for the official dedication of the intersection of U.S. Highway 27 and State Route 5 in Carroll County as the "Whoa, Nelly" Keith Jackson Memorial Intersection. I'm Colin Worthington.